Allez, allez, allez. जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बन चारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर बन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जयोदानंदन प्रजन रंजन यमुना तीर बन चारी यमुना नंदन प्रजन रंजन यमुना तीर बन चारी यमुना जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा एवरीबॉडी राम राम कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम Ram Ram Hare 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 Krishna Hare 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 Ram Ram Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare 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 Ram Ram अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितानेन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्दे अहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलान् श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता विशाखान्विताश्च जयतां सुरतोर्पङ्गोर्मम मन्दमतेर्गतिः मदसर्वस्वपादाम्भोजो राधामदनमोहनो दिव्यवृन्दारण्यकल्पद्रुमदः श्रीमद्रत्नागारसिंहासनस्थो श्री श्रीराधा श्रीलगोविन्ददेवो पृष्ठालिभिः सेव्यमानो स्मरामि श्रीमान् रासरसारम्भी वंशीवटतटस्थितः कर्षन् वेणु स्वनैर्गोपी गोपीनाथ श्रिये सुनः नमो महावदान्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरद्विषे नमः आराध्यो भगवान् ब्रजेशतनयतद्धाम वृन्दावनम् रम्या काचिदुपासना ब्रजवधूवर्गेण या कल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतं प्रमाणममलं प्रेम पुमार्थो महा श्रीचैतन्य महाप्रभोर्मतमिदं तत्राधरो न परः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्या प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण कृष्णा కృష్ణ హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ దశాం సుందర్ కీ జయ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ గ్రంథరా శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ జయ నిదాయ గౌర ప్రేమానందే హరి హరి లాల్ గౌర శ్రీల సంబంధి హరి కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ సో హరి హరి దిస్ ఇస్ ఇట్స్ నాట్ లౌడ్ స్పీకర్ లౌడ్ స్పీకర్ So all the assembled devotees are welcomed. So well, we are going to do something different and maybe not different also. Hari Hari. So there's no verse, instead you are reading glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavat Mahatmya, there's a translation you say. Srimad Bhagavat Mahatmya, Mahatmya. Glories of Bhagavatam or greatness of Bhagavatam, which we are going to recite, narrate. From Skanda Puran, which is like continuation from 11th canto, you know, 10th canto, from Krishna's appearance, appeared in Mathura, and then overnight he reached Gokul, and then he was there for several years, 3 years and 8 months. And then he comes, crosses Jamuna and settles Anyway, we'll not get into all this. Another 3 years and 8 months, not far from here, place called Chattikara, Shaktavarth. All Gokulvasis had spent there some time. 3 years and 8 months, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has come, yeah, calculated like that. And then everyone goes back to Nandagram. That is where they were before even going to Gokul. And another 3 years and 8 months. So after 10, 11 years in Vrindavan, then Krishna goes to... Anyway, I should not say all this. It's going to take some time. Because we have... Did you take note of this? But of course, you are free. Anytime you wish to take off, what can be done? So then, in Mathura, 18 years in Mathura, and then rest of the time in Dwarka based, not residing all the time in Dwarka, but that is the headquarter, and from there Krishna goes various places, and each time he returns also. And then finally, well, he's winding up his pastimes. He has gone to Prabhas Kshetra. It is, southern side of Dwarka, not far from Somnath. Some of you know probably Somnath, which is in Gujarat. So there, Prabhas Kshetra, Lord is contemplating, getting ready, preparing for his departure. And the battle, the Mosul Yuddha, has already taken place. Yaduvamshis, they have fought fratricidal war. And by doing so, Lord has sent many of his associates, devotees, to, or those who are participating, those who are part of his Leela, they have been dispatched. That was only way to, well, remove them from their bodies or from the pastimes which they were playing. So at that time, well, the way Krishna is sitting is also described, with his left foot on the right thigh, and how he's dressed, the beautiful. Krishna is always beautiful. And description is over again and again and again, that beauty is described from this angle, that angle. And this time he has become four-handed. He's leaning against a young banyan tree. The tree represents material existence. His back is towards the tree. That means he's going to be going away from that tree to his own abode. So prior to his doing so, he calls Daruk. Daruk, the chariot driver. In fact, Krishna had sent his chariot loaded with so many weapons and paraphernalia. Driverless chariot was sent, while the driver was given assignment. Daruki, please rush to Dwarka. And let all the residents of Dwarka know that they have to vacate Dwarka. Before I leave, they must be out of there. Because as soon as I leave the world, go return to my abode, the whole Dwarka is going to be sinking into the ocean, because that was borrowed land. And when MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, was signed, anyway, that was the condition. So, and let Arjun take care of all the residents of Dwarka, especially queens, my queens. You should take them away from Dwarka. Of course, you'll bring them to Hastinapur, Mathura side. And so this is... So Arjun, that is what Arjun did. He was kind of failing in the mission on the way. He was not able to exactly protect. Anyway, that's another. And so finally he's back in Hastinapur after 7 months. All the, well, remaining 5 Pandava brothers and others were waiting for Arjun to return. In the meantime, they're seeing some bad omens. This sign is not a good sign. It's not a good sign. What does that mean? They're wondering, does this mean... They did not want to think the worst. Has worst happened? What is the worst thing that could happen? The Lord has left the planet. He's no more. So they were wondering. And then as Arjun returns, yes, that is what exactly had happened. And then Pandavas retired timely, means instantly. And they have installed, enthroned. Vajram Sri Mathure Deshe Swapautram Hastinapure. So, as we said, the continuation of 10th canto, so many episodes, and the 11th canto, like a final Antya Leela, pastimes of final pastimes after they have been taken place, completed, concluded. Then this is where ours also, you could say, the Bhagavat Mahatmya, glories of Bhagavatam, begins there. That ends, kind of concluded. And so the developments, events which took place right after Lord's departure have been described in this glories of Bhagavatam, and these are glories of Bhagavatam. As we go through, the glories will unfold. How important, how significant, how glorious is Srimad Bhagavatam ki! Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki! And then we will probably get more serious doing this Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So these glories of Bhagavatam is also kind of Bhagavatam. And it is glorifying Bhagavatam also. Convincing us, go for Bhagavatam, study Bhagavatam, recite Bhagavatam. And Srila Vyasadeva is the compiler, writer, author of these glories. And this is also in dialogue format. Sutta Goswami and the Shaunakadi Munis. Shaunakadi means etc's. Shaunakadi, Shaunak and others. 88,000 sages have assembled in Naimisharanya. You are only 88 devotees here, maybe a little more. There are 88,000 of them. And Naimishe, we have. So we'll be doing one chapter today, and we have 1 hour to do one chapter. What we said so far was just introduction, setting the scene so that you know where we stand. So Sutam Asinam, Sut Goswami has taken a elevated seat or has been offered to him, not that he grabbed it. Gaurinithaki. Krishna Balaram Radha Shyam Sundar Ki Jai. And he has been greeted and mentioned as Mahamatim. His Mati is Mahamati. Mati means intelligence. He has a great intelligence. Some finer tissues, to grasp these, the subtleties of the spiritual, confidential subject matters. And assembled sages have been described as Bhagavata Katha Amrita Rasa Asvada Kushalaha. If you could pick up, you can make this part of your vocabulary. Nice words. The Shaunakadi Munis, they were Bhagavat Katha, you understand, right? Bhagavat Katha, then Bhagavat Katha Amrita, the nectar of Srimad Bhagavat. Bhagavat Katha Amrita Asvadana. Asvadana means to relish. Kushalaha means very expert. They were very expert in relishing the nectar of Srimad Bhagavatam. That is how they have been designated as or described as. So they are making inquiry from Sutta Goswami. And the inquiry is that after Parikshit Maharaj was installed, enthroned as a emperor of the world in Hastinapur, and Vajranav was made king of Mathura. Abhishicya gate ragi tau katham kim cha chakratuhu. Then what did these two maharajas do? One is Parikshit Maharaj, and other one is Vajranav Raja, Maharaja. What did they do? How did they do? How did they manage? Is an inquiry. And now, they will, one more time during this glories of Bhagavatam, they will make one more time inquiry. Otherwise, to this inquiry, the Sutta Goswami is responding, giving answer to that question for rest of the time. Suta uvacha narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devyam sarasvatim vyasam tato jaya mudirayet. You are familiar with this. When Sutta Goswami was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam in the beginning, first canto beginning, he recited this prayer. And Sutta Goswami is reciting same prayer here and elsewhere. He chants this prayer. Tataha, tataha means after having done this, done what? Narayanam namaskritya. After you have offered, or I have, he has, Sutta Goswami, the speaker, has offered his obeisances unto Narayan and the Naranarayan rishis. We could offer our obeisances to Sri Krishna Balarama namaskritya. Sri Gaurnithai. Yo, namaskritya. Namaskritya, yeah, there's different parties. Tataha, thereafter, after you are finished with obeisances, after having offered obeisances, tataha jaya mudirayet. Then is the time, or this is the sequence. Mudire, you should recite jaya. Or you should say, jai ho, jai ho, jai ho. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Mahabharat ki? Ki? Like that, so many scriptures. So all those histories, itihas and puranas are also called jaya. Mahabharata is called jaya. Jayam udirayet means you should recite, we should recite these histories, including Bhagavatam. So not just say jai one time and finish. No. Recitation is jai. The recitation of jai. She recite these scriptures, which are the means of conquest, as Srila Prabhupada translates that as means, the very means of conquest. If you want to be conquer this world, or conquer birth and death, conqueror you want to be, then one means is Srimad Bhagavatam is the means of that conquest. So, jayam mudirayet, one should recite. Different scriptures, Bhagavatam. Mahapatham gate ragi. So, Yudhishthira Maharaj has installed this one emperor in Hastinapur, the capital of the world. And Vajranav, who is a great-grandson, he's a great-grandson of Krishna. Krishna's son is Padmanav. Padmanav's son is Aniruddha. Aniruddha's son is Vajrana, great grandson of Sri Krishna, is made king of Mathura. Having done so, Yudhishthira Maharaj has departed, gone back to Godhead. Then the Parikshit Maharaj, once upon a time, okay, he's the emperor there. So one time he decided to visit Mathura. Let me go meet Vajranav. Let me find out how he's doing. Inquire into his welfare. So with that intention in mind, King Parikshit, you know where Hastinapur is? Hastinapur? Near Meerut. Where is Meerut? Where is Delhi? Okay, Delhi. You had to know something, at least some point then, in relationship. Yes, on the banks of Ganga. Hastinapur still exists. Hastinapur is there. You could visit even today. If you leave now, you could be there in the afternoon. Hastinapur is there, the historical place. And just outside Hastinapur, on the banks of Ganga, Srimad Bhagavatam was recited by Shukdev Goswami, and that place is also there. Shuktal, they call it Shuktal, that place, that spot is there. So, Parikshit Maharaj has come to Mathura. Well, he hasn't come as of yet, but as he was on the way, and Vajrana found out that Parikshit Maharaj is on the way to Mathura. He became very excited to know this, and he has immediately gone out of his way, gone out of the town to greet Parikshit Maharaj. Vajraha prema pariplutaha. So these details you miss when you try to just summarize or narrate. What happened when the Vajranav came to know that Parikshit Maharaj is coming? Prema pariplutaha. His affection, love for Parikshit Maharaj aroused. His heart became filled with affection and love for Parikshit Maharaj. And then that kind of Vajranav, in such a state of mind, he has gone to greet Parikshit Maharaj. Ninaya nija mandiram, and he brought, please come this way, that way, and to Nija Mandiram. Brought him to the palace, which is described here as Mandir, Nija Mandir, Nija Mahal. Doesn't say, it says Nija Mandiram. So he has, Vajranav has made his palace into a temple. Krishna conscious atmosphere. And sure, he has deity also and photographs of Krishna and Krishna and Vajranab also, maybe some photograph, just group photo, family photos, all those from Dwarka, all over the palace. So as a result, his palace is Nija Mandiram, is like a temple. So upon arrival, well, he could have done that earlier, but he is doing Parikshit Maharaj has embraced Vajranav, gave a deep embrace to Vajranav. Not say hi, or just shake hand. And say, both parties are kind of trying to go away. Shake hand. But this is different. This is culture. This is at a higher level. Embrace. Deep embrace. Meeting of the hearts, right? Another person being embraced his heart, and person who is embracing his heart, they're meeting the hearts, right? They're touching the hearts, meeting the hearts, not just meeting the hands. Who knows what is happening in the heart, but here, meeting of the hearts. And Parikshit Maharaj, what kind of Parikshit Maharaj is embracing Vajranav? Krishnaika gata manasaha. Krishna eka gata manasaha. That this Parikshit's mind, manasaha, gataha, goes to only one person, ekaha. And who is that person? Krishna. Krishna eka gata manasaha. Such a nice word. Hari, such a nice word. Says a lot. Even difficult to translate these kinds of words with deeper meanings and deeper purports. And having, well, greeted and embraced Parikshit Maharaj, then enters the inner chambers of the palace where he would like to meet. He is meeting Rohini, Rohinadya Harer Patnyaha. He is meeting the wives of Sri Krishna, headed by Rohini. Okay, this is, we already said that, queen, not mother. Rohini is mother of Balaram, also like mother of Krishna also. But this is Rohini, the queen. Yeah. When the princesses were imprisoned by Narakasur, also called Bhomasur, two names of the same person, imprisoned, captured, imprisoned, and that's when they had sent the message to the Lord in who was residing in Dwarka those days, please get us out of here, please protect us, please accept us. Who else would accept us now that we have been touched by this demon and we are arrested and imprisoned? So then Krishna had gone there and killed Bhomasur and released all the queens, 16,000 of them. And in the palanquins, as they were seated or in the backs of the elephants, they were transported from Prag Jyotishpur, which is in East India, Assam side, from there to Dwarka, and Lord had gone to heaven that time on a special mission. And then he had, when he returned from heaven, with Parijat 3 also with him, then he had done that marriage. So this Rohini is a leader, a representative of all those 16,000 queens. So King Parikshit is meeting those queens headed by Rohini. And these queens also have honored and greeted King Parikshit. Now after a lot of traveling, Hastinapur to they have traveled by bus. Did Parikshit Maharaj came by luxury overnight sleeper, deluxe coach. Yeah. Transportation was the chariot. So he's resting, tired, Parikshit. So after having taken rest and relaxed, and now he's meeting and sitting with Vajranav, he's inquiring. We have to move faster. He says, King Parikshit says, that your father, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, they have done so many favors unto our family, Pandavas. They have protected us from so many calamities. Bhuri dukkhaugham. Dukkhaugham is flow. Constant flow, like river flows with no interruption, right? So likewise, calamities were coming our way in the direction of the Pandavas, Kunti and us, me included. But each and every time your father, grandfather, great-grandfather, they protected us. Aham cha parirakshita. And how could I forget? How could I forget? Especially I was protected by Lord Krishna while I was in the womb of my mother. The Brahmastra was heading in my direction. It could have burnt me to ashes. But my mother cried out, help, help. Pahimam. And Krishna rushed with a little club in his hand. And he started encircling my body. This was all happening in in the womb of my mother. Like the two of us were in the womb of Sahodara, is also mentioned. Sahodara, Udara means womb. Like we were twins. I was there, and at one point, Lord Krishna was there, protecting me. We are so grateful to your forefathers, or your father's grandfather, great-grandfather, for all that help. Na paraya miyaham. Na paraya miyaham. This reminds you of some statement somewhere. Oh, I'm indebted to you gopis. Krishna said, I cannot repay the debt. Could we become free? How could we become free from the debt, Srila Prabhupada? And disciples approached Srila Prabhupada one time. Oh, we are indebted to you. You have done so much for us, oh Srila Prabhupada. How could we become free from the debt? And Prabhupada said, not possible. And then he thought for a while and he said, yes, yes, you could do one thing. You do as I did. This was his response. You do as I did. You don't have to become founder of Hare Krishna movement. It's already been founded, but then after foundation, all that I had to do to propagate this Krishna consciousness, to practice and propagate. You do as I did. So Parikshit Maharaj is expressing those sentiments. And then he says, but Vajranath, I have one special request to you. I have prayer. I pray to you. What is that? Yes. You should take care of your kingdom happily. That's one thing. You should never worry about the treasury, the kosh, your army, or enemies and battles. Don't be concerned about these affairs. Then what should I do? You should do one thing. You should focus on one thing. Susevya kintu mataraha. You should take care nicely of all these mothers. Krishna's queens are mothers of Vajranath. You should look after your mothers. This should be on the top agenda, your focus. And if there's any difficulty, any sort of anxiety, anything that bothers you, you should always let me know. Maybe I could be of some help to you. Guhyam akhyati. Guhyam akhyati. Prachyati. Shadvidam priti lakshanam. Please disclose. Don't hide. Let me know if anything I could do. In response to this, Vajranath, he is also saying that your father and your grandfather, your family also did so much service to our family, assisted us, our family members, Lord Sri Krishna, in so many, many ways. The archery that I have learned, I learned from Arjuna. And I am indebted for all that. And then he says, you said, King Parikshit Maharaj, you said that I should not worry about the affairs of the kingdom, the treasury, and I do not worry. I am free from those kinds of anxieties or those kinds of concerns. But there is one thing That had been bothering me from the time that I have landed here in Mathura, or from the time I have become the king of Mathura. There's one thing that is bothering me all the time. I'm in a great anxiety and... And he says, well, I'm a king, that's fine. But where are the citizens? I'm Raja, that is nice, but where is Praja? I'm Raja, but where is Praja? I'm feeling like being in Stito Aham Nirjane Vane, as if I'm in Nirjan Van. I'm in a Registan, I'm in Rajasthan, where there's sand everywhere. Huh? Not a drop of water. There's no one. You see sand everywhere. No people. No creatures. So it is like that. Or it's a forest here. But there's no one here. It's all empty. And this is also experience of all the queens of the Lord. This is also concern of my mothers, all the 16,000 of them. Kinchid vicharyatam. You should half an hour to go. It's the good news. Soon it will be over. So you should think about this. Vajranath, please think about this. You had said if there's anything I could do, if anything that is troubling you, some bothering you, I should let you know. So I just told you. So if you could do something about this. And then King Parikshit, he thought for a while. He said, oh, yes. I'm remembering Shandilya Muni, Shandilya Rishi. Nandadinam Purohitam. He is the priest of Nandadinam, Nanda Maharaj and others, the coward community. Their priest is Shandilya. I think we should consult him, take his advice on these matters which are bothering you. So the messenger was sent and Shandilya Rishi was invited. Atho tajam vihaya. He was residing in a very humble kutir with a thatched, with the leaves and the cow dung floor and like simple dwelling. So he left and came over to the palace. He was welcomed, honored, and seated. And Vajranav and Parikshit Maharaj briefed him, told what the difficulties are, would like your input, advice on these matters. Maybe you could throw some light. It's dark. We are not able to see nothing way forward. You could tell us the way out. Shandilya Uvacha. Shandilya is speaking now. Are you ready? Yes? Yes. Shranutam. As soon as he said, he started speaking, Chandilya Muni started speaking, Shranutam, please hear. Well, of course they were ready to hear. Why is he saying, please listen to this? Meaning, are you all here? Are you, both of you are with me here? And the term is used, datta chitta. I want your chitta. I want your mind fully focused on what I'm about to say. And why so? Rahasyam Vrajabhumijam. I'm going to be talking of something very confidential and very deep subject matters. So you cannot take it casually. You have to have full attention. Like when you sleep, you're fully absorbed. Right? As a Zen person, fully absorbed. Ignorance is bliss. And as some of you are absorbed, or wanting to be absorbed, but I'm not letting you. Distracting you from that focus. Rahasyam Vrajabhumijam. Vyapanad Vrajabhuchyate Vrajanam Vyaptir Uktya. Vrindavan is called Braj. Vrajamandal ke. Vrajamandal ke. So why is it called Braj? Because all pervading is all over. Limitless to measure dham, so many kilometers, and this is one of the offenses. One of the 10 offenses against holy dham is to measure. Dham is that long and that wide and that deep or whatever. No, it's unlimited. And there is one reason why this gets the name Vraja. Gunatitam parabrahma vyapakam vrajavuchyate. It is called Vraj because gunatitam, it is transcendental. The three modes of material nature has no business here. They can't touch. They can't even pick up one dust particle from wherever it is, from there to another location. The demigods have no jurisdiction. They are also controllers of different moods. So this is transcendental. Parabrahma vyapakam. It is all-pervading. It is parabrahma. It is non-different from the Lord. Chintamani. It is made up of chintamani. It is not here, but Sadanandam Param Jyotihi. And there's only this land is full of anand. This land of Krishna, Braj, is full of what? Full of anand. This ocean of anand, ocean of bliss. Muktanam padam avyayam. Muktanam padam avyayam. When you become one becomes free, liberated, they directly go to that abode. And reside there. Tasmin nandatmaja krishnaha sada anandanga vigraha. So tasmin, in that braj, nandatmajaha krishnaha. Krishna resides there. Who is Krishna? Nandatmajaha krishnaha. Nandatmaja. Nanda takes birth in the form of Krishna. Nanda is born in the form of Krishna. The child is like a father is taking birth, appearing as son, Nandatmaja, or appearing from, or appearance caused by. At least he gets the credit. Don't be confused. And that Krishna is Atmaram. That Krishna is? Krishna is what? Krishna is Atmaram. Atmaram. Meaning self-satisfied. Atmaram meaning self-satisfied. Now, how is he Atmaram, or how he is he self-satisfied, is mentioned next. Shrunuta datta chitto. Listen to this with your full attention. We may be hearing this for first time and maybe last time. And if we don't hear, then we miss the bus. We may never hear. Here is the opportunity to hear this point, or in these words, Chandilya Rishi describes very nicely. He says, Atma tu radhika tasya. Atma tu radhika tasya. Tasya, Krishnasya. Tasya means his. Means Krishna's. Krishna's Atma is Radhika. Just a straight translation. Atma tu Radhika tasya. Tasya Atma Radhika. Krishna's Atma is Radhika. So he's self-satisfied, meaning, why is he satisfied? His satisfaction is due to Radhika. Because of Radhika, he is satisfied. Radha satisfies him. Hari Hari Bol. Jai Radhe. Jai Krishna. Now this is like a getting to know Krishna, right? This is God realization also for us. We get to know Krishna more this way. We just now found out something. A truth, a fact. Because of Radha, Krishna is Atmaram. And okay, so when that Krishna appears, then he is dealing with his energies. Then Krishna plays two kinds of pastimes. And they are described as Dvividha Leela. Leela of how many kinds? Dvi means two. Dvi means two. Thri means three. Thri is in Sanskrit. Three is three. This three has come from Thri. Like there are many words like that. Sanskrit is the mother of all languages. Original language is Sanskrit. So, so dvidha, lila of two kinds. And the term used here is vastavi vyavahariki. Lord Krishna performs two kinds of pastimes. These terms are new. They were new to me when I read it for first time. Vastavi and Vyavahariki. What we know in ISKCON or Gaudiya Vaishnava, well, or more popular, called Prakat Leela and Aprakat Leela. Prakat Leela, Aprakat Leela. That may also be new to some of you. Manifest and unmanifest. Or Nitya Leela and Prasangik Leela. Naimittik Leela. Prasangik, Naimittik. Or eternal and occasional. Eternal pastimes and occasionally Lord performs also pastimes. So these are the two kinds of pastimes. Did you take note of this? You understand? Now there'll be description of these two kinds of pastimes. So vastavi, the eternal pastimes, aprakat pastimes, unmanifest pastimes. They are known to, well, Krishna and his eternal associates. His eternal associates only know, they could experience his eternal pastimes of the Lord. And the other manifest leela, prakat leela, occasional leela, some other living entity is new. Some of you also in future, you will be part of that scene, that manifest leela. Some additional souls will get to know jivanam vyavahariki. So Krishna was on the planet for 125 years. So that is manifest pastimes. But before Krishna appeared and after Krishna disappeared, there was, and during that 125 years also, the eternal pastimes are always on. Same thing with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, 48 years manifest leela. But before he appeared and during his appearance in manifest leela and after his disappearance, there's another leela that continues there all the time. Ramchandra, Lord Ramachandra was on the planet for 11,000 years. So before 11,000 years, after 11,000, and during 11,000, Lord is having his pastimes. And then occasionally those 11,000 years, 125 years, 48 years, he's having additional display of his pastimes. So these are two kinds of pastimes. So parallel pastimes. And the second one, the manifest pastimes, they cannot exist or happen without the eternal pastimes. Eternal pastimes, and it'll getting technical here, are the basis of these occasional or manifest pastimes. Haribol, you're with us? Only a few more minutes to go. And then the reason that you are, you, King Parikshit, you, Vajranav, and all these queens back there, are not able to experience right now, this is your anxiety or you're wondering what has happened, there is no one around here, we don't see anybody, it's just few of us here. And there's no one else. Nothing else is going on here. What happened? This is because you are part of this vastaviki, or you are part of this manifest pastime. Hence, you are not able to experience the eternal pastimes which are on right now, right here, but you have no access. You are not experiencing because you belong to the other vastaviki or manifest pastime setup. Yeah, makes sense? It's kind of seminar here. And we had to go faster. Okay. Atraiva Braja Bhumi, that Vrindavan Dham, okay. That Braj is right here. Chandilya Rishi says, Braj, Vrindavan is right here. You are sitting on the gold mine, but you are unaware. Everything is happening here. This place is very, very busy, 24 hours. 7 days a week, day and night, Ashtakali Leelas are happening. It is right here. Atraiva, Atraiva, Brajabhumi Sa. But that Tattvam Sugopitam. But that Tattva, that realm is hidden. It's confidential, not accessible, visible to everybody's eyes. It exists, but doesn't meet everybody's eyes. Yes, yes, then he says, Bhasate prema purnanam. Those who are prema purna. Prema is prema, purnam is complete. Those who are fully filled with prema, they become eligible to see. Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena santasadaiva hridayeshu vilo hridayeshu and sarvatra also. They could see. The prema purnanam kadachit api sarvataha. So some, not everybody, but some rare durlabh mahatma, prema purnanam, complete with love of Godhead. They could see. Six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were seeing. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived 500 years ago and he was able to see. And like that. Kadachit, he says, Vaivasvat Manu, during the 28th Dwapar Yug of Vaivasvat Manu, Lord Sri Krishna appeared. Right? Last time he appeared, that was end of 28th Dwapar Yug. Then he says, three kinds of devotees now. Listen to this. We want to go faster. So, if you've... Yeah. There are three kinds of personalities or devotees or categories of devotees become part of Krishna's pastimes. Okay? One, first part is, when Krishna appears, he comes with his eternal associates, Yogananda Baba and cowherd boys and gopis and on, every time, wherever he goes, from one universe to another, to another, to another, to exhibit his pastimes. This is one party, okay? The second party is the Hare Krishnas. Those who have attained perfection in chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, there will be those Hare Krishna devotees thoroughly purified, no strings attached, and they are full of knowledge and detachment and all these things they have done. And their time to go back to Godhead has come. But instead of sending them, transporting them to Golok, first they are made part of Krishna's manifest pastime somewhere, wherever it is taking place. Srila Prabhupada explains this many places, many times, in these terms. So this is a second party, second category of devotees who are part of Krishna's pastime. Third party is the devatas, demigods. Yadushu, yadushu, upajanmatam. Lord Krishna, he was approached, Brahma. He took all the devatas and the bhumi, the mother earth, in the form of cow crying, and the relay, the message was communicated to the Lord. Lord said, yes, yes, I will be appearing. I will do the needful. I'll make my appearance. But you demigods, you go ahead. And you take birth in the Yadu dynasty to assist me in my pastimes. This is, they are in the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, very beginning of the 10th canto. So this third party, demigods are the third party that become part of this Krishna's manifest Leela. And now, Sarvesham Vanchitam Kritva, so satisfying everybody, all these parties, then Krishna winds up his pastimes. Shandila Rishi says, the demigods have already been dispatched. The battles in that place, what is that place? Prabhas Kshetra. And they have gone back to their respective positions and posts. And then he says, remaining two parties, they are made into one party. Initially there was a distinction. Oh, these are the newcomers. They have just now come from Delhi, here, there, London, other places, Moscow. And they were eligible to return to me. And then my eternal associate, there are two different. But now, by associating with me and my eternal associates, they have been well trained, and so there is no distinction difference anymore. So it's only one party. And so they also have gone. So all this was happening up until recently, but Krishna has bound up his pastimes. As a result, you are now, and the eternal pastimes are on, but you are not able to see. But there's one thing that you could do. Okay? And Vajranav is given some assignment. You could still experience, you could become qualified, eligible to see pastimes in Vrindavan, eternal pastimes of Krishna and his associates in Vrindavan. For that, he says, you establish different villages all over Vrindavan, you give them names according to the pastimes, corresponding pastimes, wherever pastime, this pastime, so give them this name, that name. We'll be talking about that tomorrow. But don't go yet, just one more minute. Govardhane Dirghapure Mathuraya Mahavane Nandigrame Bratsano. All these places, some names already mentioned before even they were named, or Chandil Rishi already knows. He said, you should stay at these places. You should camp out and serve this dham. Get association of this dham. Get the dust of this dham on your head. Kundan, you should take bath in different kundas. Droni, do parikrama of Govardhan hill. Doesn't say, but that is what, how do you serve Govardhan? How do we serve Govardhan? We do parikrama of Govardhan. How do we serve Nadi mentioned, river? How do we serve river? We take bath. That's one thing we do in the river. Then he says, you may ask, but I don't know all these, which pastime, where it had taken place. And Chandila Rishi says, don't worry, Spurantu Madha Anugrahat. With my benediction, with my blessings, you would get to know. Divya Gyan Ride Prakashito. Are you familiar with that? Same thing he says. Divya Gyan Ride Prakash. I will reveal unto you also these secrets. You just be prepared. Just move forward with this project, this scheme. And when you do these things which I have just mentioned briefly, he did not mention briefly, I mentioned briefly, then what will happen? Uddhavastva milishati. You will meet, one day you will meet Uddhav. Uddhav resides in Vrindavan. You will know tomorrow the details where to find Uddhav and how did they find out. So you will meet Uddhav, and once you meet Uddhav, rahasyam etasmat prapshasi tvam samatrikaha, and then further glories of Vrindavan and Krishna and Bhagavatam will be revealed unto you by Uddhav. Okay, so having heard this from Chandilya Rishi, Vajranav and Parikshit Maharaj are very happy. They could see some ray of hope now. The way ahead. They're kind of stuck. Now they know what to do. So they were very delighted. And then Chandila Rishi, he returned to his own ashram. But how does he return? Gataha Krishna Anusmaran. While remembering Krishna, he did not just return. Now while remembering Krishna, from wherever he was, from there to ashram, at every step he was remembering Krishna. Okay? So from here, you go to Prasadam Hall. While remembering Krishna and while honoring Prasad, what happens? What you are supposed to be doing? Remember, Krishna Bada Dayamai, very kind, kindly has given this. And after you have enjoyed Prasadam, then Radha Krishna Gunagao says, Sayyanna Amritapao, Radha Krishna Gunagao. Now that, not that Sayyanna Amritapao and Sojao. Not time to sleep, but really get up so that we don't become Namak Haram or Kheer Haram. Okay, so thank you very much. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavat Mahatmya Ki.